Valve did something they could never do. Last week, they went on the road to showcase the Steam Deck to a new audience in Tokyo, and in doing so, they did more marketing for the Steam Deck than they've ever done for anything. In fact, this event felt a bit like a coming out party since it was the first big convention with a big deck presence, and it coincided with a bunch of exciting ports to PC. So in a way, this felt like Steam Deck got to have the E3 experience. All told, last week felt like it was bigger for Steam Deck and PC in general than it was for Switch or PS5. That's despite the fact that there was a Nintendo Direct and a Sony State of Play. All of this spells good news for the Steam Deck in the East, and I can't wait to share all of this news with you, so let's jump right in. What's good, Deck Gang? Welcome to the Steam Deck booth at the Tokyo Game Show. Let's take a look around, shall we? This video is courtesy of Lawrence Yang from Valve. You walk in and you get a swag bag. We'll talk about what's in the bag later. You walk into this open circular area and you watch an introduction video and see the humongous deck overhead. You then head over to the bookshelf full of Steam Decks and just pick one up. Head over to a beanbag chair, have a seat, and start playing. How awesome is that? That wall of decks, by the way, it has 75 Steam Decks, and there's another wall in here with another 75 decks, so the demo was for 150 folks at a time. You can see what a full demo looks like in this video from another Valve employee. This is a tremendous spectacle for what some still consider a niche platform. It's clear that Valve is going for broke. Oh, and look who dropped by. If it isn't the dad of Vulcan Raven, Decoy Octopus, and Hot Cold Man. In addition to Hideo Kojima, the legendary Yoshinori Ono also came to the Steam Deck booth. For those that don't know, Ono led the revival of Street Fighter as the producer of Street Fighter 4 and Street Fighter 5. Here's what Ono said in his tweet, quote, "Personally, I was interested in the Steam Deck booth within TGS. I felt Valve's will to promote the Steam Deck strongly in the Japanese market," end quote. And if that hasn't convinced you yet, look at this. Here's Persona 5 The Royal, presumably at the Sega booth, running on Steam Deck alongside the big three of Switch, Xbox, and PlayStation. The reactions on Twitter were a beautiful thing. TikTok said, "Wow, never thought I'd see the day." And Itachigan 2020 said, "Nice to see the four nations in harmony." Finally, my guy, sadly, is Bradley, said, "Wow, in the presence of the big three, maybe big four one day?" I think so, Brad. I think so. What do y'all think? Will Steam and the Steam Deck make it a big four one day soon? Aside from being able to pick up and play a Steam Deck, there were also various Steam Decks that were docked at the convention. Moreover, they were docked with official Steam Deck docking stations from Valve. Here's one that has an arcade stick plugged in. Looks like you can play Multi-Blood and maybe other fighters at the station. Here's another docked deck with the Hori Pad and Death Stranding. And finally, here's a more detailed look at the docking station itself. You can see this looks just like the mock-up they've already shown in the past. It's got DisplayPort, HDMI, USB-C, Ethernet, and 3 USB ports. Of course, this official docking station got delayed not too long ago, but it does seem to be coming along quite well, so that's good to see. In fact, this mad lad just has a Steam Deck docking station. He goes by Ajdamak on Reddit, and he posted pictures of the dock on the Steam Deck subreddit. Apparently, they were given one to test, and that is awesome. That's great. Oh, and remember that swag bag? We got to see what was in that thanks to the Reddit user Raku Ken. I already figured that the Steam Deck booklet was in there, but look at the detail on it. It looks great. The little guy is in there too, that's right, Pal Chan. The bag itself looks good. I still love that wireframe design that it has on the back. There's a little paper with a Steam Pal and a QR code, and that takes you to the Komodo.jp website to reserve your Steam Deck. Awesome goodies all in all. If someone out there has a bag that they're willing to sell, please get in contact with me. Thank you. And one more thing that Lawrence quote tweeted was this Gundam Steam Deck skin designed by Popskin that was also going to be at TGS. Popskin also later showed off their Game Boy skin on Twitter too. These both look sick, and it seems that one of them is part of some sort of TGS giveaway. Overall, sentiment for Valve's showing in Tokyo seemed great. Game developers seem impressed, but so too does your average showgoer. According to one Redditor that scrolled through a bunch of reactions, they saw very few negative feelings. Some did complain about the size or the price, but by and large, there was a ton of excitement. This is also supported by the very full lines at the Steam Deck booth. It seems like the weekend was a real success for Valve, and I personally am hoping that that translates to sales in the East. So that was Steam Deck at TGS, but the announcements don't end there. There were a lot of big announcements and reveals for Steam and PC as a platform. I told y'all this was like E3, so I'm telling you, there was a lot. So let's rapid fire through a bunch of these. We got a trailer for the PC version of the Uncharted Collection. There's ultra widescreen, 4K resolution, variable frame rate, and DualSense support. The release date was officially announced as October 19th. If you watch my channel, then you already knew that. It's already up for pre-order at $50. Sony also did a big publisher sale on Steam with major discounts on God of War, Days Gone, and Horizon Zero Dawn. This was accompanied by a banner page on Steam, which I have to agree with Moore's sentiments in this tweet. He said, "This is one of those banners that you would not have believed in 2019, but here we are and it's just the beginning." Hell yeah, Moore, just the beginning indeed. That banner came on the same day as the stealth drop of Judgment and Lost Judgment to Steam. These were previously locked to consoles and many thought we'd never get the PC release, but here they are. According to Steam Deck HQ, these run great. As usual, their recommended settings are on their site. Also, Like a Dragon Ishin received a store page. This game is releasing in February and can be pre-ordered for $60. Like a Dragon 8 and Like a Dragon Gaiden, The Man Who Erased His Name, also got confirmed for PC. It seems like the Yakuza title will no longer be used in the West, and it seems like the RGG studio will have their hands full for some time. Square also had some big announcements. Triangle Strategy is coming to Steam on October 13th, and Octopath Traveler 2 will be released on February 24th. Both titles are $60, but Triangle Strategy has a pre-purchase promotion going. That one's 10% off. Square also stealth dropped a new IP called Various Daylife to a very mixed reception. You can get it in a bundle with Triangle Strategy for $63 total, so that's neat, I guess. The big one for me was Crisis Core coming to Steam on December 13th for $49.99. I'm very excited for that one. Another newly announced upcoming action RPG from Square is Infinity Strash Dragon Quest The Adventure of Dai. No release date yet, but this looks great. There was also an announcement for remakes of Front Mission 1 and 2, but those are currently Switch exclusives. These games usually make it to PC soon after, and I expect the same here. Even outside of Square, fans of RPGs and action RPGs have a lot to look forward to. Suikoden 1 and 2 are getting official remakes in one package. Those are coming in 2023 and will sport HD backgrounds, updated effects, HD sound effects, autosave, a conversation log, and the ability to fast forward battles. Sick. Atelier Ryza 3 and Sin Duality were also announced for PC. In particular, Sin Duality looks really cool as you pilot a mech in a dystopian world with third-person shooter gameplay. Also, I'm into fighters, so I was excited for the Tekken 8 tease, which looked phenomenal, but I was even more excited for what felt like a super event for Street Fighter 6. They showed off four new characters with Blanka, Dalsim, E Honda, and Ken. They confirmed the launch lineup of 18 characters. They showed off a ton of content, including a robust character creator, a weird single player story mode that looks like an open air beat 'em up style mode, and finally an extreme battle mode that introduces wacky scenarios like a bull running across a screen. They also went all out on training mode with in-depth tutorials and this frame data visualization. It's a very small detail, but if you know fighting games, you know how useful this will be. Lastly, they announced a closed beta for this, which means we're going to get to see some very high level gameplay very soon. Finally, this isn't about Tokyo Game Show, but it's sort of TGS adjacent since it was another big showcase from last week. Let me tell you, if you saw GoldenEye coming to Switch and felt a little left out, there was an entire weekend dedicated to retro-inspired first-person shooters on the PC. This is a yearly showcase called Realms Deep, and it has a large following, but it also gets kind of forgotten about by mainstream games media. There were a ton of announcements, but here are just a few standouts. The makers of Ion Fury announced a new title in the same universe titled Phantom Fury. This time it looks like a Quake-era engine as opposed to the Build engine. Night Dive Studios are back for another remake, and this time they've partnered with Apogee and New Blood for an all-star remake of Rise of the Triad titled Rise of the Triad Ludicrous Edition. This has all the things you would expect from a modern remake as well as a whole new episode. I literally cannot wait. There's an upcoming shooter called Bears in Space, and that's about the only thing I needed to hear about that one. Postal Brain Damage, which has been getting tremendous reviews ever since its release, announced that it's coming with a new Horde mode. Proteus leaves early access this Friday, and that means it's about to go up in price, so if you've already been thinking about picking this up, now's the time. Compound Fracture is a survival horror FPS with dinosaurs and a PSX style aesthetic. I love it. Okay, and then there's this neon-drenched shooter slasher called Tokyo Underground Killer. They also showcased a few non-FPS titles that look phenomenal. Sacrifier looks like the 2D HD titles from Square, and Combustion is another game with PSX era graphics. This time it's a noir action RPG starring a raccoon. I am here for that. Look, the point is, Realms Deep is awesome. No joke, I added like 20 new titles to my wishlist. If you like boomer shooters, go ahead and watch that recorded stream. It's pretty sick. And if you do like shooters, then maybe you'll enjoy this video where I talk about Steam Deck's number one best feature for playing first-person shooters in a way you never thought possible. Deck Gang out. Goodbye!